Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell, or taste, or touch. A prison for your mind.
Good evening, beautiful people. How are you? How have you been? This is Queen, and you are listening to Queens with an S Radio here on Anchor. That's not to be confused with Nicki Minaj and her platform. The reason ours is Queens with an S is because it's ran by Leos. So that's what it is. And we still rocking. Shout out to Leo Love Affairs on Facebook. And also Leo Love Affairs. They also have a private group for Leo. Shout out to each and every member of Leo Love Affairs group. We also have our own merchandising store, the Leo Depot, which at the time I'm not doing anything with. So that's not up and running, but click of a button I could cut it on. But, or should I say, and we also have a Zazzle store. So you go to Zazzle.com Zazzle4/ The Leo Depot, and you'll find our store. So what's good? It's been a while, and I've been quiet because 2020 has just been so fucked up. Straight out the gate, I am at a loss for words, but I'm not here to dump off what I'm feeling on you listeners. What I am here for is to drop a jewel, okay? I hope it's something that you can learn from or get some insight on. And what it is, there's a series out there that's being banned currently. They are looking for all copies and deleting. I have my copy. So what I'm going to do is let you hear the audio. It's a 10-part series, and it's called The Fall of the Cabal. I hope you enjoy it. The part I'm sharing with you today is part one. And I will drop all 10 over time because shit, I'm still fucked up. Before I go ahead and drop this jewel on y'all, let me give a shout out to 2020. Fuck you, and thanks for nothing.
We are about to witness one of the greatest events in human history. The world as we know it is crumbling before our very eyes, and the majority of the world population is not aware of it. Power structures that have been in place for thousands of years are taken down as we speak. Soon we'll be shown evidence of an elite plan so evil, so all-encompassing, that people will be shocked to the core. This documentary was made to help you deal with what's coming. Is it a good thing? Oh, yes. It's the best thing that could possibly happen to us. But in order to understand and process the quantum leap that we as humanity are about to take, you must understand the reality, the timeline, if you wish, that we as a species were placed in. And believe me, you don't have a clue just yet. The evil I mentioned has been working behind the scenes so intelligently, so brilliantly, that hardly anyone ever noticed a thing. What I'm going to do is, first of all, give you a short overview of things that made me go, Things that made me decide to start digging for the truth. We'll take it from there, shall we? Are you ready? Join me on a journey down the rabbit hole. Let's start with the recent forest fires, for instance, in California. Did you know that these fires forgot to burn trees? That they were capable of cutting through houses? That they burn trees from the inside out? That they were able to lift cars, tilt them, and smash them down? Are you sure these are ordinary forest fires? And how about this one? We live in a world where mercury is considered highly toxic, but not when we inject it into children in absurd quantities. No doubt you've heard about chemtrails. Denied by our governments for a long time, but recently acknowledged and referred to as geoengineering aerosols. They are sprayed into our atmosphere to protect us from global warming. The thing that makes me go, however, is the fact that we're sprayed with heavy metals, which are stored in our brains, where they have proven to cause Alzheimer and Parkinson's disease. And did you know that in many countries, among which my own Holland, we have to explicitly say no to organ donation, for if we don't, our organs will be property of the state as soon as we are declared brain dead? The last time it was arranged this way by law was during the Nazi occupation. Did you know that our current Pope is the first to state that hell does not exist, but the devil does? Isn't it weird that the Vatican's audience hall is full of references to reptilians? Snakes? Serpents? Did you know the Vatican's telescope is called Lucifer? And since when does the Pope make the sign of the devil? '9/11. Whereas one bird can cause terrible damage to a plane, on 9/11, two planes managed to cut through steel. A third plane mysteriously disappeared in a building, and number four plunged into the earth without leaving any debris or bodies. The planes were piloted by terrorists who only had had a few flying lessons in a small Cessna. Then there are the horrid attacks on innocent people, in which the same victims can survive up to three different attacks. This lucky young man survived being shot in the head. All he needed was a band-aid. And thank God, not all victims are people of flesh and blood. What do you think about this one? Are you a parent? Are you aware of the fact that children cartoons contain subliminal messages of sex and violence? Why? Did you know that fully grown fetuses can be legally aborted in many American states? That advocates of full-term abortion state that unborn babies cannot feel pain? Whereas every doctor knows that the nervous system is the first to develop in fetuses? Is abortion of a fully grown baby not the same as murder? Okay, let's have a look at the migrant caravan. Thousands of people fled their South American homes to look for a better future in the US. The trip covered 2,000 miles in 1.5 months in order to be on time for the American midterm elections as a political statement against President Trump. This means they walked an average of 45 miles a day on flip-flops, barefoot, like this, and like this. 45 miles a day? Why do Hollywood celebrities promote the use of facial creams containing the foreskin of baby boys? Do you realize that these foreskins are actually sold? That it's a trade? What's next? Drinking baby blood? Now, I'm going to give you 5 more, although I could go on forever. Counting down, number 5. Did you know that diseases such as AIDS, Zika, SARS, and Ebola are actually patented? Do you know when something is patented? When it's man-made. Man-made diseases, are you kidding me? Number 4. Your cell phone, laptop, tablet, and your TV contain spyware that works 24/7, no matter whether your device is switched on or off. This means you are constantly being monitored. Each and every conversation, whether at home or at work, is recorded. Why? And by whom? Number 3. In 2018, Monsanto, known for its genetically modified seeds and crops, plus its poisonous weed killer Roundup, was bought by Bayer, a chemical giant that produces mostly poison. In other words, our food supply is now largely controlled by the producers of carcinogenic poison. Monsanto started off producing Agent Orange, a very powerful and highly toxic chemical used during the Vietnam War to eliminate forest cover and to destroy crops. But it turned out to do just a little bit more than that, causing horrific birth deformities and various types of cancer. According to experts, the fusion of Monsanto and Bayer was the perfect match made in hell. Number 2. In 2018, Hillary Clinton admitted that she deleted 33,000 emails from a private server used as Secretary of State. Not only that, she used a hammer to smash her cell phones, SIM cards, and hard drives. Any further evidence that could have been used against her in a court of law was destroyed by fire that conveniently started in the office of a mansion. Did she actually get away with that? And last but not least, number 1. President Obama received the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize only months after his inauguration. Why, for God's sake? He came from nowhere and had achieved nothing at the time. In the following 8 years, he invaded 7 countries and dropped a bomb every 20 minutes. Who on earth was on that Nobel committee? The world is not what you think. And guess what all of these things have in common? they were completely ignored by the mainstream media. Not one news channel covered or questioned any of it. And just when I thought I'd seen it all, this became president of the US. I always thought there were two political sides in life, left and right. Left was for the common people, right was for the rich. But I soon found out that my ideas did not reflect reality at all. Obama seemed to have enchanted everybody, including myself, with his good looks and charms. But like I said, he invaded seven countries. He was a Democrat, for God's sake. And Democrat Bill Clinton went from one sex scandal to the next, lying under oath and getting away with it. Maybe left and right were simply two wings of the same bird? In spite of my leftist upbringing and background, and my fierce opposition against Trump, I decided to give him the benefit of the doubt. But how did he get elected in the first place? Just before the elections, WikiLeaks arose. Founded by Julian Assange in 2006, WikiLeaks is a giant online library of the world's most censored documents, obtained by whistleblowers at the highest level. Much information deals with war, spying, and corruption. Now, just before the presidential elections, WikiLeaks published highly incriminating evidence of the corruption within the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton presidential campaign. So, what happened? That happened. On January 20, 2017, Donald J. Trump was inaugurated as President of the United States of America. But how did WikiLeaks obtain the evidence of the Clinton corruption? It was leaked by an employee of the Democratic National Committee, Seth Rich, who was subsequently found dead with two bullets in his back. Who killed Seth Rich? We will find out in the next episodes. What do we have for now? Donald Trump as President of the US. And then, out of nowhere, arose the enigma of Q.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
And that, my folks, is just part one. Now, if you want to feel the full effect of the things that you heard, then you must see the visual that goes with it. If you like to view the video, you can find me on YouTube. It's called Talk Tuesdays with Tanya. And go subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's where I'll put the video. So, I don't have anything else to say other than I love you. I pray that you are out of harm's way, that you have family and friends, that you are not in disarray, that if you are, that your circumstances, despite what's going on in the world, will turn around in your favor. That's what we need right now, Lord. We need love. And I hate to sound corny, but that is the highest vibrational frequency that you can put out there. And this universe is all about vibration and frequency. And if you don't know that, I don't know what to tell you. You need to research that. Find that out. Good night.